of your call. This is AC2IS. Yeah, morning already, huh? I think it's past my bedtime. AC2IS. Yeah, I guess so. Somebody should catch that stuff and, ramp down the interference. AC2IS. Well, shockingly, I've been able to hit the repeater pretty well today. Normally, people complain about noise in my signal. AC2IS. I'm in Wisconsin hitting the eastern repeater. I'm generally just here to hear the TechNet anyway. So, like I told the last people who checked in, don't have a lot to say here. Just hanging out. AC2IS.
For visiting the Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater system, code number 9126 on the New England reflector.
Link clear.
Other than that, it was a fairly uneventful couple of weeks.
relaxed, caught up on all my paperwork, didn't bug my students. They didn't even hear from me for most of the 2 weeks.
Nice. So it's like you were non-existent.
Yeah, one of the students had a problem which cascaded down to my whole group. So I was forced to start communications last Thursday.
Sucks for you.
It was only one day earlier than planned.
All right.
The seniors are required to take National Boards Part 2 during this coming 2 week period. And one of my students that I'm aware of had planned to take them Thursday and Friday of last week, but due to the weather, the testing center closed on him. So he had to reschedule, and he couldn't get a date anywhere within commuting distance. So he's got to go to Delaware next week. No, the end of this week, do the exam. And he's also was supposed to present an oral presentation this coming Thursday morning. Can't be in two places at one time, and Scotty isn't around to use the transporter beam.
I'm sure that they'll figure some way of working this all out. And luckily for him, the end of this week is supposed to be nice again with 50 degree temperatures.
Well, I was the one who figured out how to do it. He goes to the exam, and I rescheduled his presentation, but that affected a lot of people, so I had to send out email to let them know how it affected them.
Yes, it's kind of like when one airline suffers a delay, and it causes a cascading ripple across the entire fleet.
Yep, that basically, without explaining the whole thing to all the students, I said there was a problem that cascaded down to you guys. So, here's the changes.
So, and hopefully the changes won't affect them too much and they'll be able to deal.
I was lucky I had an available backup date, so I just canceled this Thursday seminar. And I said, okay, the guys who were expected to be here this Thursday will come on April 16th or 17th, whatever it turned out to be.
Wow. 4 whole months from now.
It really worked out great because one of his presentation partners is stuck in Mexico and he can't get back until the end of the week.
Now this guy definitely owes you big time.
Actually, what he owes me, according to the syllabus, is copies of the original tickets, copies of the cancellation orders, and copy of the rescheduled flight.
You don't trust him?
Syllabus says I gotta have it. And I can't understand, and he's going to have to explain this one to me. I kind of know what his answer is going to be. He was expected to be in school today. He says he had 2 flights canceled on him, and now he can't get a flight that's not going to get him back to New York until Thursday. That's a long time to wait for a rescheduled flight, but under the circumstances, I think it's possible.
He coming from, you said, Mexico? Well, you got to remember, not only were all the planes all screwed here over the weekend from the snow, now you got this other snow going on in the middle of the country. You got this, like, you know, stupid Arctic air coming down that's putting everything into, like, the super deep freeze. all it takes is a couple of airports to have some screw-ups that are major hubs, and that's all it takes. And next thing you know, I don't know, about 3 days, he hop on a bus, you know, and get himself to Texas, and then turn around and catch a flight out of Houston or something, but whatever. It is what it is, as long as he presents you with the paperwork, I guess. And Peterborough, BTN Mobile, where am I? Dr. Jekyll and New Hyde Park Road.
Okay, Rich, just coming into the four-laner, so sweep the road for me. Yeah, he wasn't the only one who already notified me of flight delays. Someone else is going to not be in until tomorrow. That's reasonable. And then, of course, the my partner, GPD, sends me an email. She's not going to be able to get in until sometime late Tuesday.
Boy, your staff and students are just all screwed up, aren't they? I don't know what to do about that. Coming out of the three-laner, coming out of the four-laner into the three-laner by the split for the Fly-E, watch the right lane. There's new potholes over there in the right lane on the turn.
Thank you. In that case, I'm going to get over into the left.
Middle is fine. Middle's fine. It's in the left side of the left lane on the turn. Left side of the right lane in the turn. And it's not bad. It's just some of the pavement delaminated, and there's, you know, like a 1 inch deep or an inch and a half deep section that popped out that needs to be repaired. Just that it could catch you by surprise.
Well, with the weather the way it's going to be, then up and down, up and down, up and down, wet, then heat, then cold, we're going to get more of those.
Oh, yeah. With the wetness from today and all the moisture getting trapped when the temperatures start dropping tonight, oh, boy. It's going to be fun. It's going to be major, major potholes.
I'm glad I don't have to drive in tomorrow until the afternoon. By that time, it'll, you know, instead of being 5, it'll be 10.
I would suggest definitely getting the car warmed up well before you need to be in it.
Yeah, well, end of this week I'll be able to have that ability. I'm putting a remote start in this car.
It's a nice feature, but then again, I've been driving the Toyota, so I don't have that feature.
My son suggested it, and as a result, the two boys and my wife are chipping in. I'm getting an early birthday present.
That's so nice.
I just have to decide whether I want a separate fob or have it run off of my keyless entry. I think I'm going to use the separate fob. This way I don't put extra wear and tear on the keys.
Sounds like a deal.
The other thing he tells me is that the separate fob, they put a sensor up on the windshield, the receiver unit, ends up having a longer range.
So you could start it from the comfort of your office.
Well, that's what'll happen. Just give it a couple of clicks, car will start up. I'll have to get used to leaving the heat or the air conditioning in a mode to start heating or cooling the car.
That's the best way to do it. Defroster, heater, temperature, where you want it. Just to the street. You get out there and it's either warm or cool, or cool or warm, or windows down, windows up. You know, all those wonderful things. And CBN Mobile, by the way, at the Jose Cuervo.
I don't think it's going to tie into the windows, but if I leave the fan in the on position, once the start kicks in, the fan will turn on also. So I'll get the air circulating in the car. The big thing is I don't want to put it onto one of the high fan settings because I don't want to do that much of a surge on this, on the starting system.
The easiest way to see how this will work, just put the controls wherever you want them before you start the car, and then see what happens when it starts. Most of the newer cars don't start up any of the accessories, such as the fan, the radio, whatnot, until after the engine is running.
Yeah, I know. But it all depends upon whether you flip it. If you turn the switch to the on position, all the accessories will come on, even if the engine's not running. But it's just when you're in the start position of the key, it will shut everything else off.
Just put the fans wherever you need them to be, the air conditioning on or off, the temperature set wherever, and then just got to, the hardest part about all of that, Gary, is remembering to do it before you get out of your nice warm vehicle to park it for the evening, or your nice cool vehicle parking it for the evening on a nice hot summer's day or something like that. That's the hardest part, is remembering to set all those controls before you get out of the car so that when you remote start it, everything is in the right place.
True, true. Because that's the exact opposite of the way I've been dealing with things over the years. I always turn all the knobs to the off position so that nothing is on when I turn the key usually. Got to get into new habits.
Sounds good. So let's see. And maybe Kramer will be on in a couple of minutes. Waiting for him. Skeevy will be on. We'll get back to our good old-fashioned morning show. Haven't heard EB on early in the mornings. Maybe he took some time off as well.
Yeah. So this is the kind of weather, especially guys like you who work outdoors, can get sick really easily. One day you got to dress warm, the next day you dress for cold.
This couple of weeks I've been working indoors. I've been doing certifications, so we've been racking in the overtime. Thursday before the snowstorm, I banged in 5 hours overtime because we knew that we're pretty sure that everything was going to be shut down on Friday. Today I'll probably do 7 hours of overtime to make up for not having worked on Friday.
Okay. Well, you got a long weekend out of it. You got planned. You have time to have used your snowblower. And now you're going to get paid back because you'll get the time and a half.
Absolutely. Yeah, I ran in a snowblower for about, 3 hours on Friday. Did all my property, and then one of my neighbors across the street was trying to dig his car out. He was having a little trouble, so I jumped out into the street and ran down there, got his car out, did the side of his house where the snowdrifts were like 3 feet high. Did my neighbor across the street from me, who was the one who got me the tickets for the Islanders Devils game a week ago Saturday. Did his driveway and around the corner. owner of his house too, so he was very thankful for that, and I told him, I said, no problem, man. So, you know, it got to work out, and it was puttering along, having a good time.
Yeah, I took it nice and slow. So the driveway, the walkway, everything. I never stopped to measure the drifts, but I was well over a foot in some areas. 2 hours I had everything clean. I just didn't bother spreading salt because I knew it wouldn't help.
Yes, she who must be feared and obeyed picked up some kitty litter on Thursday morning when she was out grocery shopping, because we figured if we needed to throw that down on the ice, that would give you a little bit of traction, but we didn't even need it.
Well, yesterday morning before the thaw came, I walked out, and you know the concrete pavers I have going up to the front door of the house? Sheer ice. It was a skating rink.
That's not good. That's not good. That's because you had some melting action going on up there. Yeah, the interesting thing was, once I had cleared everything with the snowblower, within a couple of hours on Friday, I already had bare pavement in a lot of places, but dry bare pavement in a lot of places because the sun was just doing its job.
That's actually what I like, having a blacktop. I remember when I used to live in my parents' house, we had a blacktop driveway, and that used to melt real fast once the sun came up.
As long as you get some of the blacktop exposed and the sun hits it, it heats up real fast.
One of my friends is in the heating and, you know, and hot water systems industry. And one of the things he does, and he's designing it now for the Hicksville train station, the heated walkways. They put the tubing down and run glycol, heated glycol through it to melt the snow.
You mean radiant heat like I have in my house?
Same principle, but higher temperature and designed for outdoors, hence the glycol, not the hot water.
Like Millionaire's Row by me, Richie. All those driveways have those systems.
I know. My system is designed for outdoor use. It's just got hydronic water running through it instead of glycol. It could very easily have glycol running through it.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning.
What up, y'all?
Routers. Yeah, he sent me an email. John, sorry to say, but my company threw him out.
All right. Ask him to keep his eyes open for anything he may come across, and if he needs me to stop by or pick up or anything, you know, just you reach out to me and let me know.
Yeah, roger, roger. Bob, my mesh nose is up. My calls is up. We had mesh running yesterday over at that Henry University. We're playing with a mesh node and a camera, and it was working quite well. Morning, Garish.
Good morning, John. You mean the mesh nodes can handle more than just text? They can handle video also?
Gary, it's broadband. It's Wi-Fi. Whatever you could do over Wi-Fi, you could do over mesh.
Thank you. 2SC T-Mobile is listening.
Fully aware of your move. yeah, I know you were in out of the hospital a lot last year, so let's hope that 2014 will be a better year without any hospital stays and everything. And, yeah, I stayed around and went into the city a couple of times. It was nice. Had a lot of fun. And enjoyed it a lot. Back to you.
Okay, Peter. Yeah, I got a woman here that I hired. I guess you call her a caregiver. And she stays with me 24-7. She's got her own room. That's just temporary. See, there's nothing wrong with me now. It's just that I can't stand up. I can't walk. But I'm getting physical therapy, so I want to try and get better as soon as possible. And I tell you, it's really nice here. You go out in the backyard, it's quiet, very, very quiet. And with that in mind, I was telling the Astronomy Net and the Tech Net last night, I want to get into astronomy. That's something I did when I was a child. And I want to get back into it. You know, in Whitestone, Queens, there were just too many streetlights. Over here, it's really dark. So I want to read up on this stuff. I asked my caregiver, Marta, her name is, to pick me up a copy of Sky and Telescope and a copy of, what's the other magazine? Astronomy, School of Astronomy. And I want to start reading up on this stuff.
Well, very good, very good on the astronomy. Yeah, it sounds very interesting. It's an interesting topic and science to study. And so I hope you enjoy it a lot. And very fine on your caregiver, which is good. That's good that you have that support and help that you need. And and I know that your girlfriend is very supportive and helpful as well. So that's good. And your house must be very nice. I know you talked about some party that you want to give, that you want to do at some point later this year. I guess you were talking about it during the fall at some point. So good with all that. And, boy, that was a pretty nasty storm on Thursday. And a lot of the snow is washed away with these 50-degree temperatures and everything. Back to you.
Okay, Peter. W2FCT N2EO. Well, let me tell you this. I'll bring you up to date, but not too much on the air. But Patricia is no longer my girlfriend. She was giving with one hand and taking with the other. She sold off my ham equipment and kept the money. She stole over $100,000 from me. I just have to be able to prove it, which may be easier said than done. I can get her locked up. But anyway, that's all I'm going to say on that. Anyway, yeah, I do want to have... And you would be definitely want to be invited. I want to invite you. Maybe when the weather breaks, you want to have a bunch of hams. Some other people will be and have a barbecue.
Okay, sounds good. Sounds very good. And I'm sorry to hear about the girlfriend and all that. Sounds like a bit of a mess there. And I had no idea about that. So I hope... things work out well for you as much as possible. And very good. Yeah, things can happen in life, I guess, like that. So, I guess that's why you have a caregiver. Because I was thinking, if she was around, did you really need a caregiver? But, so that explains all that. And, yeah, it would be nice when the weather breaks and we get into the past winter. That would be a good time to get together and everything. It would be a lot of fun. Definitely a lot of fun. It's a bit windy out. There's a bit of a wind blowing. It's very foggy on the LIE. N2EO, W2SET Mogul.
Okay, Peter. W2SET, N2EO. It's been a long time since I heard you. I heard you board an ICOM 7000 and you've been on HF from the Mobile. I forget who told me that, but that's really good. Good for you. And, yeah, I'm going to buy a new radio for HF. I think it's the numbers of Kenwood 540, because one of the things you sold was my Collins stuff. So I'm going to get a Kenwood. I think the number is a 540, which is about $1,500. And my friend Barry N2MB said he'll shoot a wire through the trees. We have lots of trees on the property. It's a very nice house, lots of property, and I really enjoy it out here, Peter. You know, I thought I might miss Whitestone. I do a little bit, but this is so nice out here in Massapequa Park. It's just so nice. I was out here 10, 20 years ago.
Very good, very good. Yeah, I mean, Whitestone is lovely, and I know you lived there for your whole life. And, but out here it's different, you know, that part of Queens is just such a different feel. And, I'm sure you're going to enjoy it. Massapequa is a very nice community, and because I taught at the Massapequa Summer Music Program for a while there, and so I had good experiences and got to know the community quite well. So I'm sure you'll enjoy it, that's for sure. And yeah, I've been on and off because I was working on different bands with the new radio and the new car, and not getting on 2 meters so much because in the morning it's usually pretty quiet. And so, you know, the regular group, you know, Lou and Pete are in there, but it depends. So I was exploring other situations on the bands. Back to you.
Okay, Peter, W2CTN2EO. Yeah, this is not Massapequa, it's Massapequa Park. It's a little bit different. It's very close. Massapequa is in Suffolk County. Massapequa Park is in Nassau County. Very close. If you know where